So we've got this incredible story of Toti Kidde and Eddie Blasquez.
This project really has impressive scope, you know? A docuseries, book, audiobook in 17 languages. Talk about covering all the bases.
It's a 360-degree approach, right? Hitting every possible audience. And smart to leverage both Tubi and Roku for the docuseries launch. They've got a massive combined reach.
Yeah, over 187 million accounts potentially. And that Sundance endorsement from Eugene Hernandez is a pretty big deal too, huh?
Absolutely. That kind of recognition adds serious credibility. It's amazing, right? A real, raw look into the music industry, the struggles, the triumphs, everything.
Exactly. And it's not just a highlight reel, it dives into the nitty-gritty, like the Sony Music deal that went south.
Yeah, and that manager situation, a true nightmare. It makes you wonder how artists navigate those treacherous waters. It's like you finally get your big break, and then bam!
Total betrayal. And then the Australian authorities, talk about a close call.
Seriously. Jail time? Show cancellation? That could have been the end right there.
Absolutely, everything's on the line.
To come back from all that.
Totally.
It legitimizes the entire project, yeah? Makes people pay attention.
And the story itself sounds compelling. The synopsis hints at a lot of drama. The financial struggles, clashes with authorities overseas.
It's the classic underdog narrative, but with a global twist. Traveling the world, facing down censorship, lots of conflict there, ripe for storytelling. And the fact that he documented everything.
30 years of footage. That's a treasure trove. And now he's hosting this podcast. I'm not supposed to be here. 16 episodes? That's a deep dive?
It is. And not just Eddie telling his story. He's bringing in everyone, bandmates, producers, friends, everyone who played a part.
Right. The whole picture. And it's tied into the docuseries, which adds another layer to the whole thing.
Definitely. Behind the scenes of the docuseries and behind the scenes of the band's history, that's a lot of layers to unpack. Think they'll talk about the creative process too? I'd love to hear about how their music comes together.
Oh, I'm sure they will. It's got to be in there, right? The highs, the lows, the creative spark, the whole journey.
And the camaraderie. You can feel it even just hearing about the podcast. A real sense of connection.
Absolutely. And the fact that they're promising raw, unfiltered stories, that's what makes this so compelling. Not just the polished PR version, the real deal. I mean, how often do you get that kind of access? It's going to be fascinating to hear those untold stories, the ones that shape their legacy. Definitely a must listen. Whether you're a longtime fan or just discovering them, there's something here for everyone. This podcast sounds like it's going to be as unforgettable as their music. Couldn't have said it better myself. A true insider's look at a band that's made its mark. And with the first four episodes already out, well, what are we waiting for? Think of the behind-the-scenes insights. I'm particularly intrigued by the Melbourne incident. Detained by the police? What happened there?
Gotta watch the docuseries to find out. It's smart marketing. They give you just enough to pique your interest, yeah? Makes you want to know the whole story. And the book expands on all this, I imagine. 400 pages, full color.
Oh, wow. It's a powerful testament to pursuing your dreams. Sounds like there's a strong motivational message woven through Eddie's story. I'm really interested in Eddie's early aspirations. How did he get into music? What were his initial goals?
That's what the book promises to reveal, from early aspirations to breakthrough moments. It's his entire journey. And I appreciate the focus on the struggles, not just the successes. It adds authenticity, makes it relatable. I'd love to know how he dealt with setbacks, particularly after losing the Sony deal. That had to sting.
It's exciting to delve into the soundtrack for I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the docuseries about Toti Kidde. This isn't just a collection of their hits, it's a deep dive into their legacy, right?
Absolutely. It's curated to be a powerful companion to the film, offering a rich experience for longtime fans and newcomers alike. It's amazing they're including Toti Kidde's complete catalog. Think about how much music that is.
And on top of that, Eddie Blasquez composed new material specifically for the docuseries.
Oh, wow. So new music alongside the classics. It sounds like a brilliant move to bring a fresh perspective to the band's story.
Exactly. Powerful stuff. The new music seems to be the emotional core of the soundtrack.
That blend of nostalgia with a look forward, it's a great way to honor the band's past while adding a new chapter to their story, you know?
Definitely. This soundtrack seems designed to resonate with fans on multiple levels. The familiar hits will bring back memories, while the new tracks provide context and closure. It's like a celebration of their journey.
And with Eddie directing the music video for the first single, Lo Siento, using actual footage, 3D modeling, and AI tools, it seems like they're pulling out all the stops visually, too. What a fascinating mix of old and new.
It really sounds like a complete sensory experience, tying the music, visuals, and the band's story together. It's more than just a soundtrack, it's a statement, a living legacy.
It sounds like a must-listen for any music fan, honestly. a testament to Toque Diqueta's enduring power.
Eddie Blasquez has a powerful story to tell.
Absolutely. A truly multimedia experience.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.